The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Hi there, Harley.
Hi there, Chris. How's it going?
Very, very well. Negotiations to finalise a tax reform bill.
Well, they tell us that they are on track. This is according to Congressman Kevin Brady. He's the chief tax writer in the House. He said they should be able to finish this week. Of course, the president wants it on his desk by Christmas. That's been his request, his wish list anyway. There are pretty big differences between the tax bills in the House and the Senate. That's what they're trying to do, is iron out those differences. If they do it, it'll be the first major tax reform, actually, since the Reagan years. Maybe it'll happen.
A huge win for Trump, isn't it?
It'll be a huge win for him, and you know, he contends it'll be a huge win for taxpayers in this country. The idea is if people keep more of their money, it'll be a stimulus to the economy, and he thinks it'll be a real big stimulus and produce hundreds of billions of extra dollars every year into the economy, into the tax, into taxes, because we'll be doing more business, not because our taxes are higher, but because we do so much more business. And business grows, the economy grows, then the government makes more money.
Yeah. We spoke about it yesterday. You touched on it yourself, the New York terror attack and questions being asked about the immigration system. He has been charged now.
He has been charged, and a 27-year-old from Bangladesh. And as I sort of thought might happen, we're going to hear a little about the immigration laws. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, says this attack, this latest one, shows, as he put it in the starkest terms, failures in the U.S. immigration system. He said both of the men who carried out recent attacks, in this country and in this city, in fact, were here because of a failed immigration policy. Yeah. And that debate continues to rage and will, I would imagine, for a while yet.
Yeah. And quickly, ice in bed after falling from a plane?
Yeah, not too much fun. The only good part of this story is it was not blue ice. This was a big chunk of ice, probably out of the galley, some sort of leak in the galley, collected ice on the side of the plane, ultimately too big to stay there, and it broke off and crashed through the roof, made a great big hole in the roof of this couple's home. They were watching television. Otherwise, it would have landed on them in the bed.
Amazing stuff. Harley, thank you very much for that.